Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to your favorite time again. It is Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Danny Gold, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Cleo Doherty. What's going on, Cleo?
Not much. I was enjoying this lovely Tuesday until it started to rain, freezing rain on top of me.
Oh my God, I know.
Not fun.
It's awful.
But yeah, generally doing pretty good. I'm very excited about our topic today.
I have no idea what it is. I'm so excited.
I was really struggling to find something, to be honest. I was really having a tough time. But then I had like an epiphany last night because today is the second month of the year and the 22nd day of the
I guess you're right. I didn't even think about the fact that it's
yes 2-2-2-2-2. So today I will be giving a incredibly brief summary and a little bit of history on numerology.
Oh my God, I love it. Okay,
yes, I'm so excited. Do you know what numerology
no
is? Okay.
But is numerology perfect. Like, yeah, no, well, I'm just going to let you explain. I'm not even going to guess and sound stupid.
Please. Yeah, so I won't go into too much because I know we have a song coming up.
Yes,
but,
exactly. I'm just laughing.
I'm so excited. I put it first so that I could say it first.
Okay.
And I was like, since it's a song title, I'm technically allowed to.
Yep, and you are. You are. That's it. That's it.
But yeah, so basically numerology is incredibly similar to astrology, cool. Where it's like a pseudo scientific practice where people just kind of assign meaning to numbers. And that's as far as I will
the only thing that I've kind of heard is like in Chinese, I know like the number four is like taboo. Like it means death or something, okay. I think that's true. I think it's the number four. It could be some other number. It's the same way like 13. It's the same way like 13 is unlucky, you know.
Yeah.
Over here, it's like one of those bad luck.
That's
like interesting. Like in China, they don't have like how we don't have a 13th floor on a lot of buildings in North America. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
It's like they're either missing like the fourth floor or whatever that the equivalent is over there. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure. I remember there's something like that. But that's my.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely during cool. our break. I will verify my statement. But yes, go
yourself.
Right ahead with the yes. Go right ahead with this lovely song name to send us right into the.
Yes. So this song is called "Slut" with an exclamation point, and it Amazing. Is by Daisy Chain, and it's a new release, and I really like it.
Yeah. No. The intro had me rolling. I love it. So without further ado,
I love it. It's so good.
So without further ado, here is the song "Slut" by Daisy Chain.
I want to be objectified. I want to be fetishized. Feminize me. Oh, sexualize me. A slut, then so are you. I'm a slut, then so are you.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. That was just Slept by Daisy Chain. And Cleo, you were about to get into a deep dive about numerology with us.
About numerology, yes. So it's interesting that you say that you thought that the number four had negative connotations mm-hmm. in Chinese, because there are so many different kind of cultural uses for numbers having like intrinsic and inherent meaning. There's, you know, so much, like, I can't get into it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to base it kind of on just sort of modern numerology that's used in the same way that astrology is used today. Cool. Cause that's, you know, most yeah. around. So yeah, it's a pseudoscience, and people base kind of things like job choice, romantic partner choice, mm-hmm. and overall life path and destiny yeah. on numbers. And so it's associated with astrology and tarot and things like that. Cool. And basically a little bit of background. It comes from Pythagoras.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, the Pythagorean theorem yep, guy. Exactly. So basically he was an ancient Greek philosopher. And he sort of had a sect of people that followed him really sort of religiously. And mm-hmm. they are responsible for quite a lot of like fundamental mathematical truths yeah. and principles. But they were active. I got from sort of 4th-6th century BCE by the time it had all like sort of fizzled out.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're kind of the founding group behind numerology, or like what we know as numerology today. Cool. They were situated around Southern Italy and kind of surrounding areas. And there were a few different breakout groups or like different like subgroups of Pythagoreans, but
I love that name, Pythagoreans.
And they were amazing. You know, they discovered a lot of different things. Like they were responsible for discovering perfect numbers, irrational numbers, you know, all of these things. So mm-hmm. they were very fundamental.
Yeah, like it's stuff we literally use today.
Still today, yes, yeah. 100%. And they really were pushing for kind of attempting to explain everything about the universe in logical and mathematical terms yeah. and using geometry and numbers. He did a lot of things with music specifically, like he has one that's called like the he figured out that music follows like whole integers and like basically the existence of octaves because of the different hits of hammers harmonizing yeah. in a blacksmith's shop. So he figured out that if you hit this here, it makes this noise. If you hit this hammer on this metal, it's going to make this noise. And this is higher than that wild. Or whatever. So crazy.
Yeah, yeah. To think about like ancient Greeks just like talking about like notes, because like, you know, nobody's ever like under that concept, like music existed, right?
Yeah,
but the concept of like sheet music, you know, it's like, and explaining mm-hmm. that this is a different sound even though it's the same, like it's wild to me just to be like, no, you can use this object yeah, make insane. Two different sounds, like it's yeah no it's wild.
Yeah, and to break everything down into its fundamentals like that yeah. is, you know, insane to think about when we use it so readily in our everyday life.
Exactly, right. Like people, we're still sending stuff into space, you know, using like physics and mathematical equations that like literally were like discovered and turned into laws, you know, back then. And then like all the way to the Renaissance, like it's crazy, you know?
Yeah. So they were... you know, there was also quite a lot of speculation that they were kind of doing a decent amount of drugs and engaging in substances sure. and you whatnot. Know, like, but if it helped them get to where they are, you know, like
I mean, who is it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Also in ancient Greece, like everybody's drunk all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically they come up with this like fundamental truth that is all is number, which is basically saying that you can measure and describe everything through mathematical terms. Mm-hmm. And that everything, so it's like, that's one definition of it. And then the other definition of it is that every single thing is comprised of numbers. So like trees are made of numbers. Yourself as a human being are made of numbers. Like our universe is created through numbers, which all have their own specific vibrations.
That's wild. I'm so excited to learn more. I feel like that's a good intro for now to introduce our next song before our ad break. So up next we have With You Honey by Buffy St. Marie. Always a great choice. I love playing some Buffy St. Marie on here. Yeah, exactly. Canadian Queen. Always good. And then after that, we're going to hit you in an ad break and we'll be right back with some more numerology. And don't let me forget, because now I actually think I heard of somebody who was using numerology. Like the last phrase that you said, like, unlocked a memory of somebody talking to me about numerology. Well, not talking to me about it one time, but like listening to someone else talk about it. And I will reveal that after the break. So stay tuned. Here on CGLO 1690 AM, guys.